The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, so let's just jump right on in and get started with this one from Real Simple. How to improve your posture. Can't stop slouching. Experts weigh in on how to decrease pain, feel more alert, and even sleep better. Follow these small but impactful steps. And there are five of them. One, get moving. The human body wasn't made to sit for hours on end, says William Smith, a certified strength and conditioning specialist and co-author of Exercises for Perfect Posture. To combat the pain, set reminders to stretch or walk every half hour for several minutes. Moving around helps blood circulate, bringing oxygen and nutrients to muscles, and helping wash away some of the substances that cause soreness. This can help improve mobility and strength in parts of the body that help with posture. Check with your employer about a company ergonomist who might be able to troubleshoot your desk setup or switch you to an adjustable desk. You can also head to OSHA.gov and search ergonomics for tips. And let me spell that, ergonomics. Two, practice breathing. Posture isn't really about forcing your shoulders back, says Jill Miller, creator of the fitness method Yoga Tune-Up and author of The Role Model, and that's R-O-L-L. It's about helping your spine find its most efficient shape. Force shouldn't be part of the equation. Your skull should rest over your rib cage directly above your heart, creating a gentle wave in your spine. An easy way to fix your posture is to pay attention to your breathing. For you to take truly deep breaths, your spine must be in proper alignment with your ribs moving together with your breathing muscles. As you breathe in, visualize sending the breath towards your stomach, then expanding it into your chest. Three, stretch it out. When the chest and neck muscles are too tight, they contribute to hunching, says Miller. Try this stretch. Interlace your fingers behind your head, resting them on the base of your skull. Broaden your chest as you arch your upper back, gently pulling your elbows backward and gazing at the ceiling. Or relieve neck tension with a small tennis or massage ball. Lean forward slightly and rest the ball between a solid surface, a door jamb works well, and the spot above your collarbone and below your shoulder. Knead the ball into the muscle, then switch sides. As always, don't forget to take deep breaths. Four, choose the right pillow. An unsupportive pillow can cause neck pain and possibly play a role in poor posture, says Rebecca Robbins, Ph.D., co-author of Sleep for Success. Stomach sleepers might find they don't need a pillow, since this position can help keep the body aligned. Back and side sleepers may want to use a pillow to fill the space between the shoulder and neck. When you sleep on your side, your shoulder can be compressed by your body weight, straining your neck. Since side sleepers have the largest gap to fill, they'll typically need the thickest pillow. No matter your sleep position, some of the most posture-friendly pillows are high-loft, down-feather ones that conform to the body. And five, talk to a doctor. If you have persistent pain and think it could be posture-related, see a physical therapist or physiatrist, P-H-Y-S-I-A-T-R-I-S-T, who can perform a physical exam to assess your posture and alignment. She'll give you techniques to help correct the issue and avoid further complications down the road, such as nerve-related pain or other musculoskeletal discomfort, says Edward R. Laskowski, M.D., co-director of Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine in Rochester, Minnesota. X-rays or CT or MRI scans can also determine if you have an underlying condition like scoliosis, contributing to poor posture, or if there's another medical issue that needs addressing. From Family Circle, on duty, because managing family is a full-time job. And there are some just general tips here, not really all related at all. Per the 94% app by Scimob, S-C-I-M-O-B, the top eight things people forget at the grocery store are milk, 38%, bread, 19% of respondents, eggs, 15%, toilet paper, 7%, butter, 6%, cheese, 4%, toothpaste, 3%, and sugar, 2% of those polled. Making a list is the easiest way to avoid wasting time and money on forgotten items. Bring a shopping list app, that's B-R-I-N-G, exclamation point, shares the grocery list among family members so everyone can add their desired items before you head out to the store. It also reminds your family whose turn it is to go to the store. This is available on Android and Apple free. Vote of confidence. The midterm elections are November 6th. So show your kid you care about your civic duty. Check out ballotpedia.org to find out where your polling place is, see a sample ballot, and get registration deadlines and information. Paper pusher. Everybody buys toilet paper, or we hope so anyway, so why not try the philanthropic Who Gives a Crap brand? I love that name. Their TP, tissues, and paper towels are made from 100% recycled paper or bamboo, and 50% of the profits help build toilets for people who need them in developing countries. You can buy via whogivesacrap.org from $16. And last, get it done. The holiday season's overwhelming, but here's a novel idea. Don't do it all yourself. Sites like Thumbtack and TaskRabbit can help you check items off your to-do list by setting you up with someone to take care of anything from installing a floating shelf to handling a pre-Thanksgiving chores like polishing the silver or deep cleaning the house. From Real Simple, make any job feel less stressful. 2/3 of Americans point to their job as a main source of anxiety, but getting all worked up at work shouldn't be your norm. Try these 6 science-backed strategies to feel cool, calm, and happy now. First, see stress as a good thing. Anxiety is a form of energy you can harness to work for you, says Ian Robertson, Ph.D., clinical psychologist, cognitive neuroscience, and author of The Stress Test, How Pressure Can Make You Stronger and Sharper. Reframe a stressful situation as a challenge instead of a threat, and use those intense feelings to energize rather than hinder you. In other words, go into that big meeting determined to impress your boss, not worried she'll fire you. Stress causes the brain to release the chemical noradrenaline, says Robertson, and if you think bad things might happen, you'll get too much of the chemical, which could make you more likely to clam up or say the wrong thing. If you're excited to perform, you'll reap the benefits of the arousal and be in a better position to do well. 2, let email pile up. Resist the temptation to respond to each and every ping. In a University of British Columbia study, people who constantly checked email felt significantly more stressed than those who only looked at their inboxes 3 times a day. If possible, batch process messages in 30-minute sessions in the morning, afternoon, and evening, then turn off pesky alerts to free up the rest of the day, says Peter Bregman, CEO of Bregman Partners, a national consulting group, and author of Leading with Emotional Courage. While you're at it, disable that anxiety-inducing badge on your mail app that shows how many unread emails you have. Next, eliminate other interruptions, too. Open floor plans are designed to encourage collaboration, but they may also amplify the hubbub around you. Screening out irrelevant commotion while trying to concentrate consumes a lot of mental energy, says Robertson. Listen to white noise over headphones, or duck into a conference room for an hour or two of quiet during particularly chatty times of day like lunch or Friday afternoons. Another common distraction, sitting with your back to a door or hallway may cause you to instinctively turn around whenever someone passes. It's an uncomfortable feeling not to know what's behind you, says Jeanette Bronte, a health coach and author in New York City. Position a mirror in your workspace so you can see at a glance what's going on. Next, fidget productively. Find yourself wringing your hands or tapping your fingers when the pressure's on. Give yourself a mood and confidence boost by swapping those habits for one that's actually helpful, says Robertson, who uses this technique before nerve-wracking presentations. Gently squeeze your right hand for 45 seconds, release for 15, and repeat a few times. You'll activate the left frontal lobe of the brain, which helps you prepare for challenges, he says. Tidy your desk. Studies show that messy spaces can majorly cramp our vibe. A disorganized office or cubicle can limit our ability to focus, and even looking at clutter can spark your body's production of stress hormones. We experience stress when there are aspects of a situation that seem out of our control, says Sharon Melnick, PhD, author of Success Under Stress. So the more you can control, the less anxiety you'll feel. And hey, sometimes a straightened-up desk is victory enough. For good measure, add a succulent or two. Research from Washington State University in Pullman found that indoor plants reduce blood pressure and increase productivity. Probably because they give off oxygen. And last, make break time sacred. The adrenaline rush of busyness can compel you to power through lunch, but even if you're literally putting out fires, you deserve a timeout. We are designed to function on survival mode for short spurts, but when this fight-or-flight reaction is a constant way of living, stress becomes chronic, says Brontney. The ideal break schedule, says Melnick, is 90 minutes of concentration followed by a brief period of recovery. Pausing to take a few meditative breaths or a lap around the floor aids in optimal performance and helps clear away stress hormones built up from intense focus. Even a little Candy Crush can make you more chill. A recent study from the University of Central Florida in Orlando discovered that a few minutes of playing video games can be enough to lower workplace stress. And from Redbook, Body and Mind, Boost Your Brain Power. You know that kid's name, but forget his mom's. You opened the fridge, why was that again? Don't worry, you're probably just stressed and tired, not losing your mind. Still, there are things you can do to stay sharp and get focused. Eat healthy, exercise, prioritize sleep, and use the brain-building moves outlined here on the next page throughout any day. One, when you're getting ready, put on some good music and listen while you brush your hair and fluff your outfit. And pick your outfit. Music can boost concentration and lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol, which can slow cognition. Experts once believed classical music was best for the brain, but recent research shows that any music you love, yes, including the soundtrack to the Mamma Mia sequel, has benefits, says neurologist Barry Jordan, MD, assistant medical director of Burke Rehabilitation Hospital, White Plains, New York. Before you leave the house, illustrate your to-do list. Drawing something you don't want to forget, i.e. a carton of milk, may be even more beneficial than writing it down, a University of Waterloo study showed. Researchers believe they're more likely to recall your sketch later because of drawing taps multiple kinds of skills, motor, verbal, and visual. Three, while you're prepping for a presentation, get in touch with your senses. Breathe in that coffee aroma. Take note of the way light is reflected off the table. The parts of the brain that help us process input from our senses may also play a role in storing memories, says Barry Gordon, MD, PhD, co-author of the book Intelligent Memory. Four, on your way home, take a different route. The brain works largely out of habit, says Ian Robertson, PhD, distinguished scientist at the Center for Brain Health at the University of Texas at Dallas. When you do something unfamiliar, your brain fires off neurotransmitters that improve communication between its different regions. Five, at dinner, stash your phone. People who toggle between screens and human interaction don't process and retain information as well, found a Stanford University study. You'll want these memories later, even of your kids' fight over whose cookie was bigger. And last, in the evening, wind down with a board game or a good book. Both maintain and build intellectual engagement, says Cynthia Green, Ph.D., founder of the Memory Enhancement Program at Mount Sinai Medical Center. Challenging your brain may help goose your cognitive reserve, so if your brain begins to slow, it can call on extra neurons you've built up, she says. From Real Simple, the short list, 5 books that won't disappoint. Hopefully they're available on Audible for you. First, there's a creepy mystery. Ivy House is a place of refuge for the large Hennessy family. So after Toby is violently beaten, he returns there to heal and care for his dying uncle. When a skull is found on the property, the police begin to unearth the darker truth. Tana French's book, and I'll spell the last name, French, F-R-E-N-C-H, and the book, The Witch Elm, is a chilling mystery about the unreliability of memory. Next, fiery history. On April 29, 1986, the Los Angeles Central Library and some 400,000 books burned to the ground. In The Library Book, journalist Susan Orlean, that's O-R-L-E-A-N, explores that case and other library fires and shows readers what history loses when books and the safe spaces that house them are targets. Next, great for a book club, the book Unsheltered, the new novel from Barbara Kingsolver, that's K-I-N-G-S-O-L-V-E-R, introduces us to Willa Knox, who is confronting life's unpredictability. After losing her job, she's forced to move to an inherited home that's falling apart, where she finds comfort from an unlikely source, the records of a man who lived in the house in the 1880s and faced similar problems. Next, Mississippi Blues. As a child of unfit parents, Tina Clark was raised by her family's black maid, an experience that shaped her views on race and life and put her at odds with her family. In her moving memoir, and I'll spell her last name, C-L-A-R-K, the book Southern Discomfort, Clark reflects on growing up and coming out in the 1950s. And last, Inheritance Race, in Kathy Wang's, that's W-A-N-G, book, Family Trust. Patriarch Stanley Huang is dying, putting his clan on edge. Will the money in his estate go to his young wife or his adult children? Is the fortune smaller than they thought? Wang makes a strong debut with this fun drama. And from Good Housekeeping, try this, A Jar Full of Joy. Gratitude has been proven time and time again to make us feel happier and less stressed, and even sleep better. One study showed that people who wrote down what they're grateful for felt up to 25% happier. Make it a habit by keeping a gratitude jar on your kitchen counter, along with some slips of paper and pens. Experts say the more specific you are in what you write, the better. On a rotten day, encourage your kids to think about one thing that's going right. Pour guests a glass of wine to sip as they contemplate what makes their lives fulfilling. And don't forget to pause during your busy day to do one yourself. It is a powerful thing. From Good Housekeeping, newsflash, wellness, need to know, nutrition, medical, and fitness findings to help you feel flat out fantastic. First, work less, thrive more. Shaving some time off a long work week can help your health, according to a new large-scale study. Women who worked 45 or more hours a week had a 63% greater risk of type 2 diabetes than those who worked a few hours less. Long hours may prompt a chronic stress response in the body, increasing the risk of hormonal abnormalities and insulin resistance, says Mahi Gilbert-Wime, Ph.D. of the Institute for Work and Health in Toronto. This, in turn, can turn up your chances of developing the disease. Aim for a 35 to 40-hour or lower work week. If that's not possible, be sure to stay on top of your health with regular screenings. And solve a migraine to boost your mood. Even after migraine symptoms are gone, many sufferers are left with anxiety and/or depression. A study in the journal Headache found that people hit with over 9 episodes a month had more dark moods. This is probably because of too little serotonin. Those who experience migraines tend to have less of the mood-regulating neurotransmitter in their blood, says study author Fu-Chi Yang, Ph.D. Luckily, once you find a treatment that works for you, says Dr. Yang, your depressive and anxious feelings should also float away. From Real Simple's Cooking School, tips, techniques, and recipes straight from the Real Simple Test Kitchen. This month, leftover Halloween candy. Keep the party going with these scary good treats. Whether the Halloween haul was unusually bountiful or the doorbell didn't ring as much as you prepped for, these clever desserts are a delicious way to make sure no candy is left unwrapped. As if. And there are two of them. Peanut butter cup fondue. Melt 8 ounces or 1.5 cups chopped peanut butter cups with half cup half and half over low heat, stirring constantly and pressing with a spatula to break up the cups until smooth, about 5 minutes. Then stir in a quarter teaspoon salt, let cool for 3 to 5 minutes. Serve with graham crackers, pretzels, apples, or bananas. And leftover candy skillet cookie cake. Preheat oven to 350. Coat an oven-safe 10-inch skillet with cooking spray. Whisk 1.5 cups all-purpose flour and 3/4 teaspoon each baking soda and salt in a medium bowl. Using an electric mixer, beat 1.5 sticks melted unsalted butter with 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar on medium-high until combined. Add 2 eggs, 1 at a time, and 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Beat to combine. With mixer on low, gradually add flour mixture. Beat until just combined. Fold in 2 cups mixed leftover Halloween candy, such as M&Ms, peanut butter cups, and fun-sized candy bars. Spread the dough evenly into the skillet. Bake until golden brown, 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool slightly. Serve warm or at room temperature. From Redbook, my family loves apple cider this time of year. Any way to mix it up? Answer: turn it into cider iced tea. It adds a new layer of flavor and it can be spiked. In a small saucepan, bring 4 cups apple cider and 8 slices fresh ginger to a boil. Cook until reduced by half, about 18 minutes. Remove from heat. Add 4 Earl Grey tea bags and let steep 4 minutes. Discard ginger and tea bags. Let cool. Then stir in 2/3 of a cup of bourbon or serve it virgin and pour into 4 glasses over ice. From Good Housekeeping, apples. It's prime picking time for fall fruit. So what do you do with all them apples? We think you'll like this tasty suggestion. Pecan stuffed apples. Core 6 apples and trim the bottom 1/4 inch off of each. Place in a 7-to-8-quart slow cooker. In bowl with fingers, combine 1/2 cup chopped pecans, 1/3 cup dried tart cherries, 4 tablespoons butter at room temperature, 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon allspice, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and pinch of salt. Stuff into the centers of the apples. Pour 3/4 of a cup of apple juice around the apples, cover, and cook on low until tender, 4 hours. Serve warm with ice cream, and this serves 6. From Family Circle, it's pie o'clock. And they've got a classic pumpkin pie for you. This serves 8. Prep time 20 minutes. 1 prepared refrigerated pie crust. 1/2 cup granulated sugar. 1/4 cup packed dark brown sugar. 1 15-ounce can of solid pack pumpkin. 1 1/4 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 2 large eggs. And 1 can, 12 ounces, evaporated milk. Heat oven to 425. Fit the crust into a 9-inch deep dish pie plate. In a medium bowl, whisk granulated sugar and the next four ingredients. Whisk eggs and stir into pumpkin mixture. Whisk in evaporated milk and pour into the pie crust. Bake 15 minutes, then lower the oven temperature to 350. Bake another 40 minutes until center is set. Cool completely on a wire rack. To make it diabetic-friendly, replace the granulated sugar with a sugar alternative. Increase the pumpkin pie spice to 1.5 teaspoons and add 1 teaspoon vanilla. To make it dairy-free, replace the evaporated milk with 1 cup vanilla soy milk. Apple streusel pie serves 10, prep times 30 minutes. You need 1 prepared refrigerated pie crust, 1.5 cups packed light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1¾ cups flour, 1.5 sticks cold unsalted butter cubed, 2/3 cup chopped walnuts, and 2 pounds golden delicious apples, peeled, cored, and thinly sliced. With a rimmed sheet pan on the lowest rack, heat the oven to 400. Press pie crust into a 9-inch pie plate, not deep dish. Crimp or pleat the crust. Line the crust with foil, place on a hot sheet pan on the hot sheet pan, and bake 20 minutes. Reduce oven to 375. Meanwhile, combine sugar, cinnamon, salt, and nutmeg. Combine 1/2 the sugar mixture, about 3/4 cup, with 1.5 cups flour, the butter, and walnuts. Rub butter into the flour mixture till chunky crumbs form. Then combine the remaining sugar mixture with the apples and 1/4 cup flour. Remove foil from crust, fill with the apple mixture, mounding it up in the center. Top evenly with the crumb mixture. Bake until browned and bubbly, 55 minutes to an hour. To make it nut-free, add 1/2 cup old-fashioned oats in place of the walnuts. To make it dairy-free, choose a crust made with shortening or lard. Swap the streusel on top for 12 ounces granola mixed with 2 tablespoons of honey. Add the topping during the last 15 minutes of the baking time. And a quick question. People want to take the leftovers home. They've even brought their own containers. What do I do? And the answer, in my family, leftovers are more divisive than politics. But my hosting rule for them is absolute graciousness. Someone wants that half-eaten turkey leg or apple custard tart for their breakfast, I wrap it up and hand it over. From Redbook, how can I make my perfume last past 11 a.m.? It all has to do with how and where you spritz. You've probably been told that you should spray your perfume in the air first and then walk into the scent-filled cloud. But Sylvie Gantner, co-founder and co-creator of Atelier Cologne, says always apply your fragrance directly onto clean skin or fresh out of the shower. Dry skin generally won't hold scent. After a shower, your skin has more moisture, which will promote longer-lasting aroma. And that was Paige Sables, the assistant beauty editor at Redbook. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.